You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Leave it to social media to be way off from what something actually is. So here's Snoop Dogg, who is having to explain his new goat necklace after he heard people on social media were saying it had something to do with Satan.
I don't know what y'all thought this was, but this is the goat. I had this made because somebody told me I was the goat, so I wanted to make me a goat chain. I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is the goat, greatest of all time. Goat. Goat. Dog is the goat. Represent peace and love.
Represent peace and love and wearing a goat Olympic gymnastics shirt because he had a Simone Biles shirt on underneath it. People are dumb. Anyway, someone snapped an amazing photo of an Olympic surfer who, like, when he came off his board, he stuck his right arm up with, like, a number one and just seemed like he was hovering in midair, as well as Simone Biles is now the most decorated U.S. gymnast with 8 medals, including 5 gold. And Colin Jost is at the Olympic surfing events in Tahiti, and he injured his foot and says it just keeps getting worse.
It's a weird feeling when you're in the medical tent way more than any of the athletes. It feels like being a war correspondent and saying, hey, Army, could I have a Band-Aid? They started saying, we need to see you every day, which at first I was like, oh, my God, guys, I like you, too. And they were like, no, it's because the infection hasn't improved.
Oh, my gosh. His wife's going to kill him. Taylor Swift says she's completely in shock over Monday's mass stabbing at a Taylor-themed dance class in the UK. These were kids, y'all. She said, quote, I am at a complete loss for how to ever convey my sympathies to these families. And speaking of Taylor, yeah, Bill Maher needs to keep Taylor and Travis Kelce out of his mouth because his opinion is trash.
He's going to dump her, though. You know that. I mean, with her, it's like the Gatorade at the Super Bowl. You know you're going to get dumped. You just don't know when.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Patrick Mahomes is 11th on the list of highest paid quarterbacks, but says he doesn't feel underpaid. He says he's been allowed to have his own high salary at the same time building a great team around him. And his real goal is just to make a living and take care of his family. And he says he's doing a great job of that. Well, of course you are. And Robert Downey Jr. will reportedly earn $100 million. Yeah, I said that with my pinky up there. For playing Dr. Doom in the upcoming Avengers movies. And Kanye West has finally found a buyer for his gutted Malibu mansion. If you have not seen the pictures, y'all, he trashed this beautiful artwork piece. I mean, like, the whole house was a work of art by a designer, and he just completely trashed it. Anyway, And a dirt alert. On her podcast, actress Lily Allen says that James Corden was being overly eager and flirty when they first met all the way back in 2008.
Yeah, James Corden was a bit of a beg friend for me. James Corden came on my chat show and was like very flirtatious with me, and we sort of made friends, and I introduced him to a group of my friends. And I believe that he wrote about it in his book that, you know, that I was like leading him on or something, which I definitely wasn't.
Oh, she said she definitely wasn't. I'm sorry. Doesn't everyone have a friend like James Corden? Yeah, just a little over the top and a little too friendly with your own friends. Yeah, I know. You know. You know. If you know, you know. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.